Fergal McKinney from the SDLP, your reaction today?
Well, I have to say, I'm just completely saddened and disappointed. I saw the video footage late last night, and I was shocked at that time at hearing it. I think others are right that it was only in the wake of it being revealed on video that the DUP decided to issue some sort of remarks. And, you know, Jim Wells has made some serious, serious remarks here, which is hugely undermining to many people who are single, are in relationships, and who look after their children to the best of their ability. And, you know, there are many people who are in care at the moment, and there are people out there who want to look after those children in loving relationships. And, you know, I just think it has sullied all of us in many ways, and the DUP has got to make this very, very, very clear that they completely disassociate themselves from these remarks. They've got to take action, but... And if they do take
what action do you need them to take? Well, what action?
If they do take action in terms of, for example, removing Mr. Wells. And remember, last year there were many people calling for Edwin Poots to be removed over another issue, and I was reluctant and said that publicly, that simply removing the head doesn't always get at the issue. But in this case, I think that the DUP have got to go further. They've got to look at whether Mr. Wells' position is tenable and take action in that regard. But they have got to come out as a party and say that they in no way, they must further this. They've got to do enough. There's huge, huge damage done here. And that's been reflected in many of the remarks, including Patricia there. Huge damage has been done. Massive damage has been done. Reputational damage has been done to people who will now feel that somehow the Health Minister and others in the DUP and others in officialdom somehow feel or associated with the remarks that Jim Wells has made. This is horrendous in terms of what he has done. And the DUP, it's not sufficient. It isn't sufficient, really, for the DUP to not make public remarks. They're very quick at making remarks on other issues. They've got to take action. But as I say, that action has got to be... We need complete reassurance from the DUP that they are in no way associated with this. This has got to go far, far further, because people have rightly pointed out this morning the extent to which there's loads of other evidence,
the top
blood ban, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
The questions that I would like to ask the DUP are not just associated with gay people. It goes well beyond that for me.
Absolutely.
Is the DUP, as a party in Northern Ireland, saying that single parents are more likely to be child abusers?
Yes.
Is the DUP saying that people who are divorced are more likely to be child abusers? Is the DUP saying that someone who has a rocky marriage is more likely to be child abusers? Which of it is it?
Yes.
These are the questions that are out
right
there now.
And now somebody who, for example, is single and wants to adopt a child or whatever, what will they think about that doing that? And that child needs that care. And, you know, pardon me, I know, for example, having met people who are involved in fostering, that children are moved around in foster homes up to maybe 15 times in their short lives. And then many of them end up unable to get work or in the justice system or whatever it happens to be. And they could be genuinely looked after by people who might now feel. So I just want to repeat the point, Stephen, that if they decide that Jim Wells shouldn't go, and I believe his position is untenable, that will not be good enough.
So the SDLP is calling for the minister to resign.
I believe his position is untenable. And, as I say, I was reluctant to use that approach in relation to Edwin Poots over other issues, because I felt that by doing that, they believe the issues would have gone away by simply. And what I'm saying is this, that even if that happens, that it won't be good enough for me, because, or the SDLP. And I don't think it'll be good enough for the people of Northern Ireland. The DUP needs to make it very, very clear. I don't want to use an image, but they've got to get on their knees here and apologise profusely to the people of Northern Ireland, not just by removing Jim Wells, but by saying that they don't agree in any way and that that's not reflective
okay.
of our society.
Let me remind you, Fergal McKinney, that the minister has issued an apology and a retraction. Felicity Buchan from the Conservative Party. Felicity, you were at this meeting last night.
Yes, that's correct. And clearly the Conservative Party and I personally do not in any way agree with those remarks. They clearly were unfounded in fact and very offensive towards many people, as you say, not only gay people, but people in unconventional relationships. Our view in the Conservative Party is very much so we are in favour of equal rights, and we feel that very strongly.
So would you not do a deal with the DUP then in an event that there's a hung parliament?
I really do not think that is for me to say. We are very
you're from the Conservative Party. And please, Felicity, don't give me the line you're out there trying to fight for a majority, because we know that. The question to you as a member of the Conservative Party is, do you feel that for what you now see the DUP stands for, do you think that's a party that your party, the Conservative Party, should be doing deals with?
Well, I would say a number of things. We've heard the apology from the DUP health minister. I would want to see an official statement coming from the DUP apologising for those remarks, and I think that is very important. We are very much so fighting for an overall majority.
Here we go.
We've still got two weeks to go until the election. I think it's premature to be talking about whom we may possibly do deals with. We hope that we're not in a position that we have to do a deal with anyone.
Yeah, but the Father Ted writer, Graham Lenehan, for example, has just tweeted this, Pam. He has just said, a reminder that Cameron refused to rule out a deal with these guys. So this is very much being talked about. It was asked of the Prime Minister, David Cameron, just a matter of days ago. So do you, Pam, as a member of the Conservative Party, do you think that your party should be doing deals with a party that feels, where there is certainly ambiguity this morning because they're not on the radio, with a party that feels that people who are in a non-stable relationship are more likely to be child abusers?
But clearly we do not agree with those comments in any way whatsoever.
Or does the DUP, to be fair to them, do they think that? Or are they just distancing themselves from the link between homosexuals? We don't know.
Absolutely, and that is why I say it is very, very important for the DUP to clarify their position, and only they can do that.